I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump's friend, Roger Stone, has been sentenced today to 40 months in prison, convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice stemming from the 2016 Russian election meddling investigation. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani with a report.
Stone was convicted last year of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors initially recommended he serve 7 to 9 years, but Attorney General William Barr backed off that amid complaints from President Trump, leading to 4 prosecutors quitting the case. Stone has denied doing anything wrong, calling the case politically motivated. He's the 6th Trump aide or advisor convicted on charges stemming from Bob Mueller's Russia probe. The president's blasted it as part of a witch hunt, and amid speculation he would eventually pardon Stone, told reporters this week he hasn't thought about it.
But I think he's been treated very unfairly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 43-year-old man shot and killed 9 people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight, and federal prosecutors have taken over the investigation. Authorities are saying there were apparent racist motives. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The gunman first attacked a hookah bar, a commercial establishment where people gather to smoke flavored tobacco in central Hanau, killing several people before heading elsewhere and opening fire again, claiming more victims. Witnesses and surveillance videos of the suspect's getaway car led authorities quickly to his home near the scene of the second attack, where he was found dead. Officials say the attacks appear to have been motivated by far-right beliefs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's committed to fighting against those who try to divide the country along racial and ethnic lines. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Back in the United States, it was a first for the Democratic presidential primary campaign, a debate appearance by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was one of a half dozen White House hopefuls on the stage in Las Vegas. And as expected, he was a favorite target in the NBC News event. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Bloomberg was looking ahead to November.
I'm a New Yorker. I know how to take on an arrogant con man like Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders went off on Bloomberg's wealth.
We are sick and tired of billionaires like Mr. Bloomberg seeing huge expansions of their wealth while 500,000 people sleep out on the street.
And Elizabeth Warren went after Mike Bloomberg's character.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Bernie Sanders came under attack from Joe Biden and Bloomberg for his embrace of democratic socialism. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the outset of the Democratic primary campaign, former Vice President Joe Biden was riding high in the polls. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says things have changed a lot at Biden's expense.
Joe Biden knows that his campaign rises and falls on his success in Nevada and South Carolina. If he doesn't win at least one of those two states, it's hard to see how his campaign continues.
Julie Pace also talked about Senator Elizabeth Warren's fiery debate performance in Las Vegas.
Warren, in particular, came into this debate ready to be aggressive, ready to take some shots at her rivals. It's a real turnabout for her. She's tried to avoid that in the last several contests and really focus on her own message. But her campaign knows that she's struggling to break through as a result. So she, right from the opening minutes of this debate, was ready to go against Michael Bloomberg, but also other candidates.
There are concerns coming out of the American intelligence community over President Trump's choice for his director of national intelligence. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
Some members of Congress cite Grinnell's lack of experience in intel as a problem. A former National Security Agency attorney, Susan Hennessy, now at Brookings Institution, tweeted, quote, "This should frighten you. Not just brazen politicization of intelligence, but also someone who is utterly incompetent in an important security role." She adds, "The guardrails are gone." Grinnell follows Acting Director Joseph McGuire, who served since August. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Richard Grinnell is now the U.S. ambassador to Germany and a Trump loyalist. President Trump has ousted the Pentagon's top policy official who certified that Ukraine had qualified for the American military aid that President Trump held up, a delay at the heart of Mr. Trump's impeachment in the House. Gene Randall, VOA News.